Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNCA. Now time to talk Troy Trojans football with the head coach, Derek Jasper, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Trojans, a little bit different scenario, Coach. We've talked to some coaches here this week, and, you know, some teams are facing classification changes, whether it's up from 1A to 2A, down from 2A to 1A. It's a little bit different in your scenario. Not only do you go down, the game has completely changed for you guys in 2026. You go from 1A to 8-man. I know it's kind of needed. I know we've talked about it over the years with just the numbers, but the fact now that you guys are playing in the 8-man ranks, Division II, what has it been like just getting prepped for this whole new different style of football?
Brandon, the fact of it is, I mean, we could have been playing eight-man football for a long time, you know, with our enrollment number, but our participation numbers were always, you know, at least in the mid-20s or, you know, low-20s maybe, so we always wanted to keep playing 11-man football just because that's what we've always done and, you know, that's what we've expected to be, but, you know, we turned in a low enrollment number again, but, you know, we knew our participation numbers weren't going to be great. We know we got like 23 kids in our freshman class, but 20 of them are girls. And so, you know, having only three boys in the whole class, the only thing that's good for is signing the prom date. It's not going to help our athletics
much. There you go.
one of those freshmen plays football, so that class is going to hurt us a little bit all the way through, only having one kid participating in football. And, you know, we've got 17 now on the roster. We've had a lot of practices with 15 just because people missing practice or injuries. So pretty difficult situation for us. A little disappointment. I've told a lot of people this, so I sound like a broken record. We were a little disappointed last spring when we knew we had to make the change just because it's something we've never done before.
Right.
But over the summer, our kids have embraced it and are excited about it. And I think our community's just, you know, accepted it. Hey, you know, we still want to play football, and, you know, eight-man's real football, and there's 40 teams, actually, in our classification, eight-man D2, so a lot of people playing eight-man football. We're excited about it, a little different game. You know, we thought there was going to be all this space, but they've narrowed that field so much on us, the 11-man field 53 yards wide, the eight-man field only 40 yards wide, so it's not quite as wide open as I kind of was thinking it was going to be, but still be a fast, exciting game, and we got some of the players that, you know, can fit into this style pretty well. So pretty happy about it. We're excited about it. We've been preparing for it, and we're ready to go.
Well, you mentioned some guys who are going to maybe flourish in the eight-man ranks. Let's talk a few of them here, and we'll get to the schedule. Obviously, that changes a lot, too. We'll talk the schedule a little bit in the next segment. But, yeah, you bring back Kasten Jasper at quarterback, just dynamic on all aspects. You know, you bring a guy back, Colt Jensen, just electric with the ball in his hands. You know, Lane Hartman, Riley Grable got some guys coming back as well. It just feels like you got some really good athletes. You know, maybe the numbers, you know, fairly light, but the few that you got, I feel like are going to be pretty darn productive at this level.
Yeah, we've got some good ones. I mean, when you only have to put eight on the field, you hope you don't have a lot of weak spots. And, you know, you hopefully have a little bit of depth. And we don't have a lot of depth, but we've got a little bit of depth, you know, in the eight-man game, much more than we've had in the last few years in the 11-man game when we've really been hurt by injuries pretty brutally the last few years and just didn't have the depth to overcome it. So, yeah, Kasten's back. He started all year last year, and he even played quite a bit of quarterback his sophomore year. So it's great to have a veteran experienced guy like that, a pretty smart, heady quarterback, and he's gotten a little bit bigger, maybe a little more durable that we can run him some. You mentioned Colt Jensen. He's getting a lot of pub just because of his speed. And, well, he had a huge year last year, 68 catches and like 754 yards. I think he had 18 all-purpose touchdowns in the return game and interception returns and touchdowns scored on offense. So really great player there coming back, getting a lot of ink and you know, probably going to draw a lot of attention from opposing defenses. Rounding out our seniors, we got Tucker Jarrett and Briar Ferris back, both with experience. I think Tucker's healthier than he has been probably in his high school career. Still has some back pain and a little bit of knee problem to deal with sometimes, but if he's full go, that they're going to be great at the linebacker crew, him and Briar, and also be weapons for us in the run game on offense. And Ty Horner is probably the one maybe some people don't know about that well. Ty missed the last four games last year with a knee injury. He got hurt at Riverside when it was 0-0 at halftime, and man, did we miss him the rest of the season. But he's pretty healthy, and I think he's going to really stand out on the O-line and D-line. And then we got Connor Wolf as our last senior, our biggest kid, 6'4", 270, And he just got to get the right mentality that he could go out and dominate and just grow up a little bit and see if he can help us out too. So got some six seniors and eight juniors. So out of those 17, 14 of them are upperclassmen. And a lot of the juniors didn't get a lot of time last year, but some of them got on the field. So that experience is definitely going to help.
Well, things are a little bit different. We'll talk schedule, opponents, and week one for Troy. They take on Linden Friday nights, and Derek Jasper joins us again after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Troy football coach Derek Jasper. It's presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Troy, down to the eight-man ranks, and week one at home. And, Coach, thankfully, you guys get this one at home. Linden makes the long road trip on Friday nights, and as of right now, obviously we've seen the heat play a factor in some game times. Everything seems to be good to go on your end, but one, how do you navigate this heat, practices and such, and just your thoughts on Linden Friday night and the schedule as a whole?
Yeah, this heat's brutal, and it looks like it might even continue into next week. We've been practicing at 6 o'clock in the evening per Acacia rules. I know a lot of people practice in the morning, but we got about half our team goes to Votech, and they leave at like 7 in the morning, so really don't have time to practice in the morning. But you got to get accustomed to it a little bit. You know, we give them a lot of water breaks. You don't have super, super hard practices in this heat. You just try to get through it and get covered what you need to cover, and we've made it okay so far. We'll see how Friday night goes. You know, you worry about cramping and things like that. You know, getting guys have to come off the field, that can hurt you, but we'll hang in there. Everybody's got to do the same thing. And like you said, Linden's the one that has to take that long, hot bus ride this Friday. We're at home, so that'll be an advantage also. Linden, don't know a lot about them. You know, we don't know a lot about any of our opponents, actually, because it's all an all-new schedule. So that's going to be different. It's not like playing people you're familiar with. So a lot more scouting into detail. And for this first game, you really can't get anything, you know, because they had a really good team last year, went 8-1. I know they graduated some kids, but they're a strong program traditionally. Dropped down to eight-man just two or three years ago and won a state championship in eight-man Division I. So really strong program and a great opener. Our schedule is just brutal. The first three non-con games are tough with Linden, and then we go to St. Joe LeBlanc. That was a lucky game for us to get that they needed somebody because it's only 20 minutes from us here in St. Joe.
Yeah.
Or else we would have been traveling hours across the state looking for a game. And then we picked up Care Paravel, who had just made the exact same transition we did, except they only went to eight-man D1 to fill that week three spot. And then I've told them, I don't think there's much argument here. Our district's got to be the toughest in the state.
You get back probably to the old TVL roots.
Probably in all of eight-man and definitely eight-man D2. It's places we've been before for volleyball and basketball and things and track when we were back in the TVL. But we've never been in that eight-man side of the TVL football. But, boy, whenever you see Hanover and Axel on the schedule, I think they've won 9 out of the last 10 of those D2 state championships. And what tradition they have, and, man, they're both powerhouses again. And then mix in Frankfort, Linn, and Blue Valley, teams with pretty strong programs, and throw us in the mix. And, man, that's just a brutal district. And, you know, somebody's going to come out of it. And the other teams that don't come out of that district as the champion are still going to be dangerous in the playoffs just because of the competition we played.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, making that transition from 1A to 8-man D2. Schedule has changed, but Coach Jasper has not, and they get Linden on Friday nights. Coach, can't thank you enough per usual. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week. We're off and running.
Thanks a bunch. Thanks a bunch, B. Ted. You're the man.